Once upon a time, not long ago.
Satire is simply using humor to make a point.
But they have failed.
This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies' mamas.
I'm eloping with a circus clown.
All right, let's move on from that. That's a disturbing visual.
It's time to bring gas from
my butthole.
Whoever is making that noise is making it outside my front door. So I shall ask him not to do it. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Nobody knew how to stop it.
Because only Colgate has proved so completely it stops
killing and maiming only as long as the public tolerates them.
In fact, this is where some of the largest drug importers and dealers live.
At a magical castle.
This is where some of the biggest drug caches and the big money are found.
And the people are all happy.
Because they have at some point been involved with the occult and
battle giant purple elephants.
And just in time, too.
It's time for cat massage.
No!
It's time for the question of the week.
No!
It's time for
my testicles.
That always went with me. They never left me. They never let me make a decision by myself. They instructed me in every area of my life, who were always with me 24 hours a day. The minute I walked into that room, they were gone.
Sometimes when you have a special problem, you just don't know where to turn. Here's a good suggestion from a famous product.
You know what the problem is. Constipation.
That's why you need AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases.
What are you going to do if you catch it?
I'm going to marry
Johnny Mathis.
Now, what advice you can give to newlyweds to achieve a happy, successful marriage?
Give an elephant a fucking
blanket or cardboard.
And they want a great, big, huge knife
stuck in his throat.
Is that what happens when people get married?
Yes, it is.
The knife can be used to sculpt, smooth, or create
just plain mutilation.
And your complete decorating kit even includes letters stencils for that special message.
And these messages are meant for you.
Here is Mr. Mellinger's message to you.
I bet if I shot your ass, I could finish this sandwich.
Message complete.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
You can order and receive
North American Moose Phlegm
with everything you see here, plus an easy-to-use
salt shaker half full of cocaine
and a handy storage case to hold everything
in the whole world.
All for
$10 million.
What a deal!
Call now for this free introductory DVD.
Full of evil and wickedness of men.
Or you will die.
So why haven't you called? You'll be glad you did.
Because I don't want to get zapped.
You'll be glad you did.
Thank you, Regis.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Thank you, Loxley Mendoza.
I would like to thank you personally for your generous support of our cause.
Because you are so high
on cheap vodka and amphetamines.
The mongoose will be back on the street, and I'll have to go back to square one.
Now this.
Let us resume our tale.
That's my ass!
I know.
Sometimes they're making those noises just to get through it.
And then with soap and nut powder.
You can see how easy it is to make huge profits.
In just a diaper.
Therefore, it is imperative that the skull explode during the process.
America's parents and taxpayers have always believed that
your head will explode.
It had exploded.
Because her brain was beginning to feel a little dizzy.
Your head can explode at any time.
Billy shook his head.
Several hours after the explosion.
Let them run around for the day with nothing on. They'll be potty trained in no time.
Well, I am not.
Me neither.
And neither has thousands or tens of thousands of people out there.
They weren't at all scary and seemed kind of normal.
No wonder they're all holding their noses.
Let me kill them all for you as they deserve.
Use these hockey sticks.
Imagine that they are sticking out of your
asshole.
No, I can't. Anyway, how is your sex life?
It generates negative attitudes.
They enjoy sex more because they don't have to worry about
George W. Bush.
The White House says President Bush will
turn to drugs to numb their daily pain.
Regularly.
When he does, then he will become
America's number one public enemy.
I'm George W. Bush, and I
am addicted to
hash, uppers, downers, and what have you.
So how deep are the differences between President Bush and Senator Kerry on what to do now about a
disdain for moral and spiritual values?
I don't know. What do you think, kids?
I kept thinking about how much it would hurt my parents
to be beaten
with a great big
dildo.
So therefore, we must have
all kinds of
abnormal sex
devices, and we're going to show you some
hardcore pornography.
Oh, good. That sounds like fun.
There's no danger here.
Just then a clown
fell down dead.
While
Johnny Mathis
continued to walk around insulting everyone and speaking in gibberish.
Yes, they don't mean to sit and take it again. When they want to buy up, you both keep your hands to yourself. Don't belong to you. They belong to other people. You don't want nobody to take none of your stuff.
We'll just whack each other off and I'll bail.
Thanks, but no thanks.
I'd say forget it. Just
go away.
Come on, let's go.